Hi, and welcome back to the Masters of Change podcast. Just want to introduce you now to the 5-Minute Monday segment, which I'm going to do every week and help you get your week off to a great start. The first 5 minutes of Monday is the most important. Eddie Jaku said, "Hate is a disease. First it kills your enemy, but in the process it kills you." Eddie was raised in a Jewish camp, taken away from his family, had all sorts of hardships, but he's now 103, happy, he's written a book, he's reached that age, and he just looks fantastic. He goes on further to say, "The people who hate are never happy. What's the good of that? I cannot and will not forgive or forget, but I don't hate." Such an important message there. You can, you can live this life with people cross you, for example, and you can not forget what they did and you can't forgive them, but you just shouldn't hate them. You should let it go, be gracious, and move on. And this can happen in the workplace where somebody crosses you or does something that really stresses you at work. Don't necessarily forgive it. Don't forget it, but don't hate. It's just not a healthy way to live, and it's not a way to be happy and live a full life. I want to introduce you to something else that may help. And I spent some time up on the Gold Coast in Brisbane, actually, with a good friend of mine, and I just noticed that every single morning he made his bed, and he said he sort of got me in the habit of it again as well, and it just got me really emphasized the importance again of starting that day with just a 20-second thing of making my bed and feeling like I've done something. We then went to the gym and exercised. So moving and having exercise is also important. And another thing he got me doing was when you go to a coffee shop or anywhere, just make someone else's day a little bit better. And he always pushed me to take my plate and my cup up to the back to the counter, and every time I did it, I got a great smile from the waiter or the waitress. They just couldn't believe it, and I felt really good. So what a way to start my day: make the bed, get some exercise, and then do a little gift like that. So it's really important. We've got to feed our mind as well. So I've actually created a little 10-minute meditation, which I'm going to post shortly. And I try and do that once or twice a week, particularly before work. I just sit in my car and try and get to work early and just play and go through this meditation sequence that helps clear my mind. Helps me be positive and focus on the right thing. So I'll share that with you as well. I want to share a couple of stories. I've been up on the Sunshine Coast surfing, and just met a couple of interesting people, some Uber drivers. One of them was a 69-year-old. He took a package. He moved from Melbourne. He's now got flexible work with being an Uber driver. He lives in the sun. I put the question to him, "What about family? Do you miss them?" And he just put back at me, "Well, a lot of the children are doing their own thing. One of them moved up here as well. And life goes on, and he's loving life." Another one was a 58-year-old fly-in, fly-out for most of his career. His wife, 30 years, passed away. So, that was 5 years ago. But, he started over. His daughter lives with him. He finally found a new partner. He's in the sun, living a great life. So there is a future out there. No, what happens to you? You've just got to be resilient. The last one was a 62-year-old. Now, his wife, this is a terrible story in some ways, his wife was abused, which he found out later in life, and she just couldn't get over those problems. So eventually they separated. But again, the point is he's driving as an Uber driver up on the Sunshine Coast. He's found a way to make some money. He's living also with his daughter and back enjoying life. So, we always got to look forward. The summary is we've got to accept change. You've got to move forward and accept change, adapt and look forward. Don't hate, as Eddie says, don't hate. Work on a morning routine and work on your mindfulness. If you can get all that done now, it's going to help you later in life. So I want to finish with a quote from Eddie, and I really love this. I really love this quote as well. "What you give, you get back. If you don't give, you get nothing." All right, I hope that 5-Minute Monday gets your week off to a good start, and enjoy the week, and stay motivated, stay organised, look forward, adapt to change.